Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Many buttons in here and so many bright lights. I don't know which one to push first. It is 10:36. Time for the Weekend Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? And real pleasure to welcome to our studio one Mr. Brian Noonan.
Hi, Dean.
Who you may hear from time to time here on WGN. You're on today, aren't you?
No, the Blackhawks are on today. I'm doing the show from my basement, but no one will hear it other than the dogs. But it'll be great, I guarantee it.
Can people come to your house? And
sure, of course they can. You know, I'm accessible, Dean. That's the beauty of me.
Bring your own snacks.
Sure. I'm not footing that bill.
Brian,
come over, sit down, tell stories.
Brian, in addition to a variety of things that he does here and elsewhere, that sounds wrong.
I do a lot of things.
That doesn't sound right. Is also part of a cast of a real Chicago classic production, Tony and Tina's Wedding.
Yes, it's a remount. It's back.
It's back in Chicago. Do you know when I first came to WGN? This would be about 1994, I think it was, something like that. I was filling in for the great Roy Leonard.
Okay.
And this new show was opening called Tony and Tina's Wedding that nobody had ever heard of. And we had many of the cast members on. It's one of the first theater segments that I did.
Well, the beauty of the new production is a couple of the original cast members. One is actually directing the show, and another and a few others have aged into new parts, so we get some of the new and some of the vintage and a whole new improved show.
If some of those people were actually here in the studio with us so we could talk to them.
I think as the professional broadcast host, you'd love to introduce them.
That would be the coincidence of coincidences if we just happen to have some of the other people here.
That's handy.
And,
that's handy.
And the director of which Brian speaks, who was part of that original show, is Paul Strohle. Paul, welcome. Nice to have you.
It's nice to be here. Thank you so much for having us on.
The original Vinnie Black.
The original Vinnie Black, before Brian came along and showed me how to do it. he's our Vinnie Black now, but I was the first one in the production that you just mentioned, the Piper's Alley one.
Yeah, I don't. Were you here?
Yeah.
Were you with me?
Yes, I was.
I remember
he looked
like
different.
It was yesterday.
I was younger.
Did
I
have
thinner.
A full head of hair back then?
Mine wasn't gray. But it was all of the, I think we had all the groomsmen and myself.
Yeah.
It was great. And very, very successful run, as you mentioned.
Someone,
16 years.
Holy smokes. That's amazing. And that it's become such a Chicago classic. Also joining us in the studio is Mary McHale, plays Mrs. Vitale on the show. Mary, nice to have you here
with
us.
Nice to be here with you. So nice to be with Vinny every night and, of course, with Paul. And I was in the show after Paul. Mm-hmm. I was Mrs. I came in as Aunt Rose, and then I was Mrs. Vitale, and I was Grandma Nuncio, so it was a lot of fun.
How fun is it people are able to come back to the show and different parts.
Yeah, Marcy Mancotti, who played Mrs. Vitale, is now Grandma Nunzio. So she's not only aged up to be a grandparent, she's also gone to the other side. She switched families on us.
Right, yeah.
I thought she passed away for a moment. No, she went to the other side. Over.
Suddenly, it takes a dark turn, doesn't it? Very quickly.
It's the new Tony and Tina. Not everyone is alive, apparently.
It's the new Tony and Tina. We're just calling it Tony. Because actually,
this is like Rogue One, where they're bringing back dead performers to be.
And you know what was nice about working with that show, too, is the first of its kind. You know, when New York it started, it was great. And then it came to Chicago, it was the first of its kind in Chicago. That's a big thing in Chicago. Yeah.
It sure is. That's what I remember more than anything in having the conversation with the original cast. There was nothing like this then. There was no audience interactive show.
It created the genre. Tony and Tina's created it. And in another nod back to that, which is one of the things that I like about, as wonderful as the Piper's Alley experience was, another nice part of this one is that it's closer to the original in that it's two locations. With Piper's Alley, it was one location, and you just walk from one to the other. But now that we actually start in a church, and then you walk a block and a half to the Coliseum, much like the original production, people are getting a lot more out of it.
Yeah. Well, explain this whole premise, Brian, Vinnie Black. Explain this whole premise. I mean, if there's anybody who still doesn't know what Tony and Tina's wedding is.
Well, then, yeah, I don't know where they've been.
You're going to have to leave the city.
Yes, you have to go away because you're obviously living under a rock. But what Tony and Tina have been dating for a while. Now they're going to get married. So you, as an audience member, are a guest at the wedding. And you start out, you go to the church, which is at 3309 North Seminary. It's Resurrection Church. So you go there.
An actual church.
An actual mm-hmm. church. It's a beautiful little church. And the ceremony is there. And there's hijinks, I would imagine, ensue because, as Vinnie Black, I'm busy getting the reception hall ready. I don't have time to go to the ceremony.
Right, right.
So you see this ceremony, and it's a
nice.
Beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful church.
Yes, yeah, a great church. And then you walk a block to Vinnie Black's Coliseum, which is at 1113 West Belmont. And it's
the Theater Works.
It's building. The Theater Works, the theater Chicago works Theater Works. Yeah. And you come in and you're transported to Vinnie Black's Coliseum.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful banquet hall. And Vinnie MCs the night, and a lot of you're there just like at a wedding. Sometimes you know the people at your table, sometimes you don't.
Just like a real wedding.
Just like a real wedding. Yeah. We have a beautiful buffet of love. There's pasta and sausage
masta
and
choli.
Salad.
Is there mozzarella?
Oh, of course there's
and by the
choli.
End of the night, the entire family will have fallen apart. It is just
like a real wedding. Tensions run high, emotions run high, alcohol flows, and people lose their mind a little bit. Mm-hmm.
You can't get a better nights of entertainment than
I don't
that,
think so.
Far from my money.
You know, there's dancing, there's great music. We have a wonderful wedding singer, Donnie Dolce, who is phenomenal. He's not quite my taste, if you know what I'm talking about, Dean. You know, you're an entertainment guy. This guy is a little bit out there.
How do you describe him in the show?
He's odd. He's an unusual entertainer.
I really wanted unusual. Dick Contino, but, you know, they wouldn't let me have who I wanted.
Contino is good.
That's the problem. I like standards, like Josephine. Yeah. I like a guy come in, he does a little Sinatra, a little Bennett. He gets, sets right. a mood, yeah. like a gentleman, sets yeah. a mood. This sets guy comes mood. In. His pants were so tight last night, Dean, it was like a cat watching a ball of yarn.
Oh.
It was unbelievable.
That is not
I
right.
couldn't believe it. I'm watching this guy singing and gyrating. I don't know what's going on.
I didn't know what
him.
To look at, Vin. I didn't know what to look at.
I knew what I was looking at, and it was disturbing to me.
It's scaring you.
Very disturbing.
So is it, now when you're in the church, is it like a serious ceremony? Or is,
well,
like, is comedy ensuing
well,
also
as much as we can
in this
be,
house
you know,
of the Lord also?
You never know who Mr. Nunzio is going to bring to the wedding. You know, maybe
that's
one of his
the groom's
boutons.
Father.
Yes, he seems to be a nice guy in the neighborhood with other people, I suppose, but you never know what's going to happen. And of course, Grandma Nunzio's there. Nice. She's okay. She should have been put away about a year ago, but you know, what do I know? So, it's, you know, we try and have it go off as well as we possibly can, as any normal wedding would do. I did have to bring in Sal because Nunzio said he owed him something, so he's a photographer.
He's got to be there, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, if we can get him to quit shaking the train till high, it would be okay. I would be all right with everything, but yeah. You know, and then we make the way back with the guests. They love right. it. Come right back with us down to the, you know, down to the Coliseum.
Walk down to the Coliseum.
Well, you can walk. Or we also it. now we have a trolley because it's a winter, so you can either walk, which most people prefer to walk, but some people, if we have some elderly folks or it's icy or whatever, sure. we have a trolley that takes you the block and a half if you go that route.
And they can sing the trolley song as they go.
Ding
ding
ding,
ding goes the trolley.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Is that a standard?
It's a standard.
Is it?
It's a classic.
Okay.
That's why I show tunes. It's a different show. When you buy another package. That's the show tune package.
The show tune package.
That's going to be in the next 10 years when you evolve the show again right. to more of a musical.
Things just get crazy.
That's got to be nice because, like, for weddings, you know, everyone gets all dolled up, right?
And there's a lot
dressed
of
to the nines.
And music yep. all night. Music in the church. We have Ave Maria sung in the church, yep. and we have the sister singing in the
church. I'll tell you something,
and
Dean, yep. and I don't mean to interrupt Josephine, but you bring up music. Josephine chose a theme for her daughter's wedding. It's 80s, yep. so it's kind of a throwback. So people have come all dressed in 80s garb. Last night we had some girls who looked like they came from a Def Leppard video. They wanted me to pour some sugar. I didn't even know what it meant.
Sounds weird.
It was odd. It's it was unusual, but it was fun.
That, yeah.
It's a lot of sequins.
There's a lot of sequins.
Visible from space, those
That's
women.
Right.
Yes.
A lot
yes.
of Aquanet.
Yeah.
So, Paul, is this, is the show, I mean, it sounds like the show is different every single time you perform it.
It is.
I would think, but
yeah.
I mean, is it basically the same show?
It's sort of like I would say that we have beats and we have things that we have to hit. The cast does in the sequence of the evening. There's a little, you know, you got to get from point A to point B. But there's very little scripted material in the script. I would say probably about on any particular night, about 75% of the evening is improvised. The church is obviously more scripted than the reception is, because you have to sort of adhere to the ceremony and all that.
So I guess my point is, if you've seen Tony and Tina's wedding in the past, you haven't seen this Tony
you
and
haven't.
Tina's wedding.
No. And it's also, it's different. It's also, as Brian mentioned, it's a retro show now, too. It's not just Tony and Tina's. You know, early 90s, 1988 was not retro, but now it is. So it is like going back in time, too, which people are really enjoying. It is. But you could see the show, forget seeing the Piper's Alley, you could see this show 2 to 3 weeks apart and see a very, very
different
show.
And see a different show every time, I'll bet. Yeah.
My wife's seen it 3 times because I force her to come. And she
I never
said,
know if you're in character when you're talking to me, Brian.
Listen, when I'm talking to you like this, Dean, that's Vinny talking.
All right. You're like
maybe
one
I
the,
start doing a whole,
it's one very, of the boys from the South Side. Okay,
exactly.
Now, right.
What a chameleon
but
you
my
are.
My real wife, listen, it's talent. Let's
Golden
not kid
Globes,
ourselves.
Schmolden Globes. We've got acting right here.
I want Watch those, this transformation.
I want an EGOT. That's what my goal.
Want some La La Land. We've got some La La Land right here.
The local Tony.
I'm sorry. I will tell you that the show is different because the audience is different. Every night we're going to have a different conversation with a different group of people. So I don't know who I'm going to fix up across the room with somebody else. Last night, I didn't know his wife was pregnant, and I was trying to fix him up with a girl that I thought was much better suited for him. You know, what did I know? She stood up, and I went, oh, well, sorry. So, you know, you just move on then.
Did that
but that's
stop
what
you,
makes
though?
It different.
Yeah,
is that
very much so.
From the hookup? I don't think so.
No.
It's 10:47. I want to take a quick break here, and we'll be back more with the cast and director of Tony and Tina's Wedding, which is both at Resurrection Church in Chicago and then Vinnie Black's Coliseum at the Theater Works building at 1113 West Belmont. And by the way, the show has now been extended through April 2017. You're going for like another 20-year run?
we'd be happy with half of that.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be bad. We'll come back and tell you how to get tickets when we return. It is 10:50, the week in theater on 720 WGN.
I like the chicken dance.
Who doesn't like a chicken dance?
Who doesn't enjoy the chicken dance?
Everybody. We chicken dance at Tony and Tina's wedding.
I would have had chicken at the wedding, too.
But you're
know,
too cheap.
No, I'm not cheap.
You throw around nickels like manhole.
No, I don't. And I told you, I want to talk to you, Vinny, about this Antonio's and Case Meats right here. It's in the contract.
I'm going to tell you a little something, Josephine. No. First of all, I'm happy that you chose the Vinny Black's Coliseum for your daughter's reception. But there's a big misconception. You think Antonio's sausage is unique. All the sausage in Chicago is made at one central location, then bulk shipped to these other places. And everybody gets their gizmos there.
That
case
is a lie.
That
Vinny.
Is not a lie.
No,
that
it is a
absolutely
lie. Because
true.
I'll tell you what.
I'm in a restaurant.
No. Tucci's puts fennel in there, and it gets stuck in my teeth. Antonio's never gets stuck in my teeth.
That's because Antonio's adds a little slime.
Yeah, you know.
A little bit of slime. Makes it go down easier in the encasement.
And this other thing I want to talk to you about is here. Look at it. It says the contract shall not exceed
$4,150. That's an odd. That was an odd budget you came in with. I like to deal usually with nice, even numbers.
$4,100, $4,200. That's all I had for the wedding. That's all I got.
Vito died 20 years ago. There should have been insurance on that policy. There should have been like
Who
interest.
Has insurance on their insurance policy? Nobody does that, Vinny.
I don't know.
You
listen,
do, because you know those creepy people
I love
that
it, but
put
I'm a
slimy
business
stuff
guy.
In Antonio's and case meats, and that's
I
what
feel,
I want.
I feel like I'm at a family event right now.
this one's difficult, Dean. But first of all, thank you for having me. I'm a big fan of your program. I watch you on the news on the mornings.
Oh,
it's great.
Thank you. I feel like I'm with my family right now.
Well, hopefully everyone will feel that when they're there.
I guess that's I think that's a compliment.
It is. Well,
I don't think I've ever
family.
Said that and intended
it depends on the family, I guess.
Right. Vinny.
Yes, sir.
So do you have like this kind of conflict with everyone who comes in the Coliseum like this?
I've been around for 20 years at the Coliseum. We do all sorts of parties. Weddings, of course, are bread and butter. We do birthdays, anniversaries, quinceañeras, bar mitzvahs, any kind of party. All custom packages.
Quinceañeras, you
quinceañeras,
said?
Sure. Yeah. The kids turn 16. We have a big party. Yes. I bring all
I think,
the all the packages.
It's 15.
Are is it 15?
15? I think so.
That might be why everyone's late.
It's a
late.
Cultural thing. I don't know. 15, 16,
anyone
it's all the same
can do
to
him
me.
At 15. He does them at 16.
That's right. Special custom packages. Maybe you didn't have the money when your daughter turned 15. Right. You saved up. Right. You realized, oh no, I was like Vinny. I thought it was 16. Things get a little out of whack. You come back. The point is, I try to make the customer feel special. It's their day. I'm a facilitator of dreams, Dean. Right. That's what I am.
Yes. Plus, you got that great pinata dressed like Rob Blagojevich. That's
I
a
do.
Beautiful.
Oh, I got all kind of
that's
things.
Fun.
The place I decorated up special, like for Josephine. She comes in.
Special? Are you
limited
kidding me?
Limited budget.
Are you kidding me? That's a plywood sign up there that says Tony and Tina. That's plywood. On the back, I bet it says Betty and Bob. I mean, who knows?
It says, congratulations and mazel tov. That's what it says on the back. But it doesn't matter what it says on the back because you only read the front. Yeah. You read one side. What do you got, x-ray vision?
No.
No,
and
of course you don't.
And you know what? I know I don't have x-ray vision because that is not real ivy on them poles
that
there.
That is real ivy.
You know what? You got to decorate
all the
poles.
If it was imaginary ivy, you'd just stand there and go, I wish there were ivy on
this
pole.
If Nunzio's girlfriend sees that empty pole, you have to put all the ivy on them. There's going to be a real problem there, Vinny.
On the what? Listen, I ran out of the ivy. Yeah. I'll grease down the other one so
That's
she can't
fine.
Use it.
Do something. Something.
She's very limber, though. Yeah. You got to admit, that girl is limber.
Yeah. Quit looking that way, Vinny. We got a contract in front of us we're supposed to be looking
at. I understand the contract. And again.
And you know what? I picked your place. There's nowhere else to go, Vinny. You're it. Why would I pick another place? We do every wedding, wake, communion, confirmation, and we've been there for everything.
That's right. You come back because of the quality and the service.
That's why
you come back. My personal attention to detail, how I take care of you.
You know,
it's all
Vinny,
about customer service.
Yeah, you know what? It's about the only one that's open on the block on Friday night. That's what it's about.
That's how I get the edge on the competition. I'm open where they're not. You want to have a party Christmas Day? Everybody else is like, oh, we're celebrating with the family. Not me. I'm working.
Of course
you want to do a 17-year-old quinceanera? You want to really break the mold? You want to come in? I don't care.
Setecanera, wasn't it?
Right. Listen, I don't speak Spanish.
I heard one, business. I heard one when they were 14. He did one a year early, too. Yeah. He's flexible.
Whatever it takes. Quartocanera?
Flexibility. Right.
You're a businessman.
Yes.
Flexibility, that's the key.
You got to be flexible.
You
want to
have a Monday morning wedding at 6 o'clock? That's I think you're insane. I'll do it. I'll open it.
You had banquets for the roller derby people. This is all over with.
Do you offer girls drink? Tell you what, I made a killing on a bar that night.
God,
and they don't drink light beer, they don't drink wine spritzes, they drink hard liquor because they're hard women.
They are.
Do you offer a bar mitzvah for 10-year-olds? Is that...
Listen, again, I'm not here to debate religious or cultural ages.
Yeah, what kind
I'm
of meat are they getting, Vinny? They're not going to have that kind of stuff
no,
at the bar mitzvah.
No, they get the special brisket.
Sure.
That also is all at one special brisket.
Special brisket.
It's I call it special brisket.
Right.
The special's in quotes because it's just regular brisket.
And it has
but
no
I
fennel in it. It has no fennel in it. So they're going to you're not going to see them anything stuck in their teeth. And I don't notice any toothpicks in that place either, Vinny.
Why
What's
do I
that
need
about?
Toothpicks?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I'll tell you what. When
have
you're
you best... ever eaten that meal that
because
you cooked,
because it's
Vinny?
Impolite to put floss on the table. That's why you have toothpicks.
I don't understand you people.
Does
everything.
That a standard?
If there was joy anywhere in the world, I think you'd hunt it down and kill it.
I would try.
You're like
you
a
know, Vinny,
I love
I'm
you,
alone.
But you're a black hole
I'm
of emotion.
I'm alone, Vinny. Ma's dead, Pa's dead, Vito's dead. Who do I got? Me. And I got to handle the whole blasted thing.
Are you sure Vito's dead? Because I hear he just took off.
He did not take off.
No, he ain't dead. He's hiding.
We had the luncheon at your place, Vinny.
I didn't see a body. There was a closed casket. There was all I'm saying is there's some scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
That he may, there may be sightings.
Oh, that Vito's alive?
Maybe.
And he's just not come back to me? And I'm going to be stuck with you?
That's what
Are
I
you
hear.
Crazy?
Well, you're not stuck with me.
No, that's right.
I don't want to side with Vinny, but I think I might understand why he would have done.
That's what I'm saying, Dean.
I'm just
She's
saying.
A beautiful woman, wonderful. She's a little difficult, that's all.
Paul, who else is in this cast, and how do you... How do you lasso them? How do you direct something like this?
Well, you know, it is herding cats to a certain extent.
Right,
but,
exactly.
There's 21 other people in the cast. This cast is led by, Tony and Tina, which is Mitch Conti plays Tony, and Hannah Aaron Brown plays Tina, and they're just so much falls to them because they're really just sort of, you know, they're in those that white tux and that white dress. They're
right.
The tent poles of the show, but the cast universally, and I know that... Mary and Brian will attest to this too, being in the trenches with them every night. We're just could not be more delighted with this cast. Just, you know, some of the best improvisers in Chicago. And we're just really lucky to have them. We read a lot of people. I saw over 400 people for this. And to get it down to this was a real testament to the talent pool.
I can
you
imagine.
Here.
So it's not, you're not just coming to see the show. You're coming, it's like a dinner. It's like the whole thing, right? I mean, you actually go to the reception and eat.
People say interactive and I prefer to say immersive because you're literally dropped into this world. But that being said, and some people have a certain apprehension about this and I want to clear it up. You're as involved as you want to be. You know, that people aren't going to get victimized. Some people are apprehensive. Oh, I don't want to be, you know, one of these, you know, be forced to do anything.
Right.
These performers are so skilled in reading people and go, okay, this is someone who wants to play. This is someone who'd prefer just to observe a little bit. But it completely immersive. You're just in the world of the play.
Do you get people who want to compete with you for improv? Well, you must have people who come to the show and they think they're funnier than you are.
Oh, yeah. And there's always the, are you going to break character? Do you ever break character?
Right.
Or they're trying to get you to break character.
I listen to you on WGN. You're Brian Noonan.
Yeah. Oh, that happens. That happens. And it's, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I've watched, I will tell this story about Mary. This is how immersed she is in her character. One of their first nights of the show, she fell off the stage and broke her arm.
What?
Yep. And did not break character.
Yep. Wow.
Did not break character.
Broke her arm, not her character.
Right.
I was going to fall in about 5 more minutes anyway, so.
What the heck?
So it's, I mean, but it's, people want to get involved. And then, like Paul said, you're not going to, my brothers went to the show, and they loved the show, but they're a little standoffish, unlike their older brother. But they still had a great time, and the minute some of the groomsmen realized that these four lunkheads weren't going to get involved, they just, all right, we'll let them
Back off, sit and enjoy.
This is the only wedding you really want to go to, because when people go to weddings, they are with their families, and they don't want to get up and dance with them, or they don't want to be there. Or maybe this group comes with the people that they work with, and this is a place that they can let go, you know, and have a really good time.
Yeah,
you know?
I suspect that people are coming. They're coming to have some fun.
Yeah, sure.
I've had people say to me after the show, I love, my favorite character was Tina's cousin so-and-so, and that's not a character in the show. It was just some audience member that just got so involved that the other audience members thought it was another character.
That's funny. The show is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday again at the Resurrection Church. It's where it starts, and then at Vinnie Black's Coliseum.
That's right.
Chicago Theater Works, 1113 West Belmont in Chicago. You get more ticket information at TonyLovesTina.com. Paul Strolley is the director, Mary McHale, and the one and only Brian Noonan, who you will not hear on WGN Radio.
Not tonight.
If you want to hear him, you got to go to his house.
Yep. It'll be fun. I will start the same show at 6. So
snacks.
At 6 o'clock, be at the house. Bring your own snacks.
Perfect. Guys, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Dean.
All the best with Tony and Tina.